They were happily getting stoned occasionally, and I was happily not getting stoned occasionally. And it was a very good relationship.
This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one, and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out.
Welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm Dave Nelson, your host to the lesser heard side of rock, one consisting of album cuts and B-sides, along with a healthy dose of rock and roll vinyl history, and at times some not so subtle commentary, from the blues of the 30s to today's new releases and everything in between. We have a lot to do, so let's get started. Sgt. Pepper changed everything again. Only 3 years since I Want to Hold Your Hand, the Beatles reinvented what a rock and roll LP is and was to become. Burning through an enormous amount of chemicals, as mentioned by George Martin in the show intro, and over 700 hours of studio time, with EMI happily footing the bill, the boys released their masterpiece on June 1st, 1967. According to John, the only way to hear Pepper was in glorious mono. They spent 3 weeks on the mono mix and maybe 3 days on the stereo variant, making the records subtly different. But the fun begins when you hear the remixes before they reach the finished product. Here's an alternative Sgt. Pepper.
By the end of the day,
with a little help from my friends. Get high with a little help from my friends. Gonna try with a little help from my friends. I need somebody to love. I want somebody to love. Yes, I'm certain that it happens all the time. I can't tell you, but I know it's mine. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. Get high with a little help from my friends. Oh, I'm gonna try with a little help from my friends. I just need someone to love. I want somebody to love. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. Gonna try with a little help from my friends. Oh, I get high with a little help from my friends. Yes, I get by with a little help from my friends. With a little help from my friends.
Tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Cellophane flowers of yellow and green towering over your head. Look for the girl with the sun in her eyes and she's gone. Follow her down to a bridge by a fountain where rocking horse people eat marshmallow pies. Everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers that grow so incredibly high. Newspaper taxis appear on the shore, waiting to take you away. Climb in the back with your head in the clouds and you're gone. Picture yourself on a train in a station with plasticine porters with looking glass ties. Suddenly someone is there at the turnstile, the girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
benefit of Mr. Kite. There will be a show tonight on trampoline. The Hendersons will all be there. Late of Pablo Frank is rare. What a scene. Over men and horses, hoops and garters, lastly through a hogshead of real fire. In this way, Mr. K will challenge the world. Celebrated Mr. K performs his feat on Saturday at Bishop's Gate. The Hendersons will dance and sing as Mr. Kite flies through the ring. Don't be late. Mrs. K and H assure the public their production will be second to none. And of course, Henry the Horse dances the waltz. Mr. K performs his tricks without a sound. And Mr. H will demonstrate 10 somersaults he'll undertake on solid ground. Having been some days in preparation, a splendid time is guaranteed for all. And tonight, Mr. Kite is topping the bill.
Get older, losing my head. Many years from now, will you still be sending me a valentine? Birthday greetings, bottle of wine. If I'd been out till 2:45, would you lock the door? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64? Have gone. You can knit a sweater by the fireside. Sunday mornings go for a ride. Doing the garden, digging the weeds. Who could ask for more? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64? Every summer we can rent a cottage in the Isle of Wight if it's not too dear. Shall scrim and save. Grandchildren on your knee. Vera, Chuck and Dave. Send me a postcard, drop me a line, stating point of view. Indicate precisely what you mean to say. You're sincerely wasting away. Give me your answer, fill in a form. Mine forevermore. Or will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64? Ooh.
about a lucky man who made the grade. And though the news was rather sad, well, I just had to laugh. I saw the photograph. He blew his mind out in a car. He didn't notice that the lights had changed. A crowd of people stood and stared. They'd seen his face before. Nobody was really sure if he was from the House of Lords. I saw a film today, oh boy. The English army had just won the war. A crowd of people turned away. But I just had to look. Having read the
are listening to the British Sgt. Pepper and your manual turntable gets to the end of side two, you would have heard the previous bit of gibberish until you picked up the tone arm. Referred to as Sgt. Pepper's Inner Groove, the Beatles being the first to put something of this nature in an album's dead wax area. This technique would also be used by The Who on their sellout LP shortly thereafter. The single chosen by the Beatles to be the all-important Christmas 1967 release was Hello, Goodbye, I Am the Walrus. Once again, the stronger Lennon contribution was given B-side status to Paul's more commercial Hello Goodbye, causing more than a bit of tension between the two. And lucky for us and the theme of this show, both songs have different versions with some subtle differences from the ones that we are most familiar. Starting with take number 16 of Hello Goodbye, listen for a completely different lead guitar and a slightly different drum track. Which brings us to Walrus, released as the aforementioned single and on the Magical Mystery Tour EP, giving the song the distinction of holding both the number one and number two slots on the British singles charts simultaneously. Walrus sports a number of different versions. The mono mix starts like this, the four-beat intro. The stereo mix begins as such, with a 6-beat intro. And the US mono single version includes an extra bar of music before John sings Yellow Matter Custard. I'm with all other versions like this. And if all of that wasn't enough, here's an early mix before overdubs. Listen for John singing Yellow Matter Custard too early. Oh, and by the way, you're listening to The Vinyl Garage.
Yeah. When a man buys a ticket for a magical mystery tour, he knows what to expect. We guarantee him the trip of a lifetime, and that's just what he gets. The incredible magical mystery tour. A magical mystery tour. I told you. Goodbye.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with a foolish grin is sitting perfectly still, and nobody wants to know him. They can see that he's just a fool, for he never gives an answer. But the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round. Well on his way, head in a cloud, the man with the empty mind is talking perfectly loud, but nobody seems to hear him, for they think that he's just a fool, and no one will go quite near him. But the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world. They think that he's just a fool, for he never gives an answer. But the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round. They see that he's just a fool, for he never gives the answer. But the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round. And round.
Okay. With Siggy in mouth. Let's all get up and let's all get up and dance to a song that was a hit before your mother was born. Though she was born a long, long time ago, your mother should know. Your mother should know. Sing it again. Let's all get up and dance to a song that was a hit before your mother was born. Though she was born a long, long time ago, your mother should know. Your mother should know. Lift up your hearts and sing me a song that was a hit before your mother was born. Though she was born a long, long time ago, your mother should know. Your mother should know. Your mother should know. Your mother should know. Should fade out at the end anyway, so there was enough to fade out. Was that all right?
four selections from Magical Mystery Tour, a double EP in Britain where it was much closer to a true soundtrack compared to the US issue. We heard the title track, as it appears in the film, complete with spoken bits and applause. John wraps up the track the way he did the movie. Paul's Fool on the Hill before he had the lyrics worked out. Take 4. And take 27 of Your Mother Should Know, a stripped-down version before overdubs. Paul still hasn't got the song down even after 27 takes. According to the Mark Lewisohn book, Recording Sessions, there would be over 50 tries at the song. And Flying, an instrumental credited to all four Beatles, originally titled Aerial Tour Instrumental. We heard Take 8 before the jazz-like ending was replaced with tape loops and sound effects. You may be surprised to know that there's a saxophone solo on Lady Madonna that was, for whatever reason, mixed so deep into the tape that it's almost unrecognizable, played by British jazz musician Ronnie Scott. A new mix was produced for the Beatles anthology project featuring the aforementioned musician's contribution in a much more predominant light. Collector's note, the first printing of the American picture cover single included a fan club insert. It's not complete without it. Add $50 to the value of the single and cover. Yellow Submarine was regarded by the Beatles to be only a contractual obligation to EMI, and it shows. Needing four new songs for the project, John and Paul didn't exactly bring their A-game to the studio, recycling some unused projects. Now, to be fair, a Lennon-McCartney reject is most times better than anyone else's best effort. Their two songs, All Together Now and Hey Bulldog, worked well for the film, but it's Harrison's contributions that really shined. Only a Northern song, and it's all too much. Here's the mono mix of Northern song. Notice the horns are very much out front in this mix, as are also some of the sound effects. And the long version of It's All Too Much, complete with two extra verses and a longer fade out. Nearly 2 minutes would be edited out of the song for inclusion on the Yellow Sub soundtrack. Apparently someone felt there was too much of It's All Too Much.
Listening to this song, you may think the chords are going wrong, but they're not.
just wrote it like that. Late at night, you may think the band are not quite right, but they are. They just play it like that. It doesn't really matter what chords I play, what words I say, or time of day. It is, as it's only a long song. There's nobody there. And I told you there's no one we
Thanks for spending a perfectly good hour of your life here in the Vinyl Garage. Keep in touch with the show at facebook.com/vinylgarageshow or directly via email at vinylgarage@oh.rr.com. So until next time, this is Dave Nelson. Thanks for listening.